Masechet Vavnetzit Daf Lamed Aleph 31. We're starting at the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Bet. So we're at the Gemara. So we saw the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah said Ezui Aveda, right? What is an Aveda? Then we said you found a donkey or a cow eating in the field. Out in pasture. So that's not called an Aveda. If you see on the other hand a donkey and all its saddle and all its upside down. Or a cow running through a vineyard, that's an Aveda. Right, so the Gemara says what? Atuk, this is dedicated to Shir Ilunishmat, everyone who died in this war, to Chayalim, to the civilians, Tzu'im, shall be healed, Refu Shleima, Chatufim, mention Matan Shachar ben Einat, that's the surviving member of the Peret tank. And we all should be Matzliach, Shnichas Adar Marv Masimcha, and Shabbos should be a Chama for everybody. Okay, so the Gemara says like this, what Atu called Halanda Amina and Lava Veda Havu. But all these examples that you spoke about, so there's no Aveda, right? Atu called Halanda Amina and Lava Veda Havu. So any of these cases, yeah, if it's not that, or it is that, then not an Aveda, because the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Kachi Kamar. We said, this is how you explain the Mishnah. Klal Aveda Shuchayaba. Give us a general definition, a rule. What is an Aveda that you have to find and give back and announce, etc.? And that's what he means when the Mishnah says, Matzah Chamor V'Pararu in Baderich, if you see them out to pasture in the way, Ein Zo Aveda, V'lo Michaybe. That's not called an Aveda. You have to now go and have to announce it. On the other hand, if you find a Chamor V'Kelav Avchim, this sort of example of a donkey and like everything's mixed up and it's all a big balagan on the donkey, or a para, a cow that's ratza ben akrim, running through the vineyards. It's not a place for a cow to be running. That's what the Mishnah wants to say. Right? That those are examples of Aveda, a klal of Aveda, what isn't an Aveda. The Gemara says, what ula olam? It's like always, it doesn't matter how long it's been there, how long it hasn't been there. The Gemara says, no. Amir amarav ad shlosha yamim. For 3 days. But Rashi says, "Ololam bitmiya?" Question mark. What he says, "V'chi af im yitzein hasham leolam ne'mar midati v'chi derech shlo lachnis." So if you see it there for day after day after day after day after day, and because it's a donkey or a cow out to pasture and it never goes home, it's never got owners, that still means it's not a lost article. What says no? If you see it there for 3 days, 3 days. Then up until 3 days, it's not lost. After 3 days, it becomes considered a lost article. It's the Gemara says, "Hey, dummy, what do you mean?" Ibeli luta, afilu chadashar tanami. If you see it at night, so even 1 hour, what's the animal doing out at night? You know, these animals should be going home. What's it doing out at night? And on the other hand, ibe yamama, and if it's daytime, if it's during the day, so afilu tuvanami lo, then maybe even if it's out there for 5 or 6 or 7 days, it's not called a lost article. Why? Because the owners brought it out every morning and put it back and took it back at night. So we were not sure what's going on here. What do you mean this is the rule? We said, Lo chichena, we need a klal. What's the klal? The avachazila bekadmata ubechashachta. Right? If you saw it, Rashi says, bekadmata, Rashi says, lifnei ola alot hashachar. You said, only in the morning before dawn you sit out there. Ubechashachta, and so too shechashcha arvit, at night. So you sit out there before it gets light and already after it gets dark. Which this animal is never going anywhere. Then we say, if it's only 3 days that you see this happening day and night, so you say, okay, it happens. The animal got there. It came out. Whatever the case was, and it happens to be there, it came there, but it's not a lost article. Right? If it's more than 3 days, then we say, Vadai Aveda hi. It's definitely an Aveda. It would be a lot. This is a bright enemy. The brighter support us. Talit v'kardom v'asartia. Or b'isratia might be the better word. Pronouncing it, isratia. Right? If you've got if you find like a jacket or a hammer or an axe or something in a public street. Rashi says, derech kvusha l'rabim. Right? That's a public street. Or para v'ratza ben akramim. Or a cow that's running between the vineyard, a rezo aveda. So I suppose if you find a jacket or a hammer or somebody's axe or whatever in the middle of the street, there's not a place people normally leave their jackets, okay? Unless you're one of my sons, but not really, I'm saying, right? But most people don't leave their jackets in a public place, right?
Daddy, I can hear you.
I said, not draw E. I know you can hear me. I said, not you. Baruch Hashem, the others, right? On the other hand, a talit, but sad gader, right? Or a jacket or a cloak or something on the side of the fence, or kardom b'tzage next to the fence, or pararo e ben akramim. And then if you see a cow that's feeding, that's in the pastures between the vineyards, not in the running between the vineyard, but between vineyards, right? The Agota Grava here says, so it was a ha'asabim, right? Like out in the fields. Right? And Zaveda. And the Brady Kazan says, Gimli Yamim Zeachar Zeare Zaveda. If it's 3 days, one after the other, it's called an Aveda. And the Mishnah adds off, the Brady adds off by saying, Ra'a Mayim Sheshotfinu Bayin, Areze Goder Bifnem. You see water that's just running off there. So you should rush to the Shotfinu Bayin, like water running out into your friend's out of there. Right, you should switch it off, close it off, stop the word from running out. Okay, so that's a brighter that supports our Mishnah, and we now understand what our Mishnah meant. This is a cloud. These are the types of examples. There's a pattern. You look for a pattern, basically. If you see a pattern of an animal that looks like it's abandoned, you know it's a lost animal. If the pattern of behavior is an animal who's got an owner and it's coming and going all the time, it's not a lost article. Okay, so Amar Rava. Rava now says like this. We've got a pasuk that says, V'chein ta'aseh l'chamor, you do this for the guy's donkey, v'chein ta'aseh l'simato, and for his clothes, v'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedat achicha, for anything of your friend that gets lost, asher tovad nimenu matzata, right, that gets lost and you found it, lo tuchal, and you can't just ignore it, you got to take it in. Says, what does it mean, l'chol avedat achicha? What does it mean, anything that he loses? Says, l'rabot avedat karka, even land. And the big question is, right, it's a chidush for us, right, because there's a rule you say, land can't be stolen. How can land get lost? Or you were walking in the street and you dropped your piece of land out your pocket. You know, how did land get lost? So the Gemara says, Ravot avedat karka. So I'm going to Rav Chanin to Rava. She says, Tanya, I've got a bright that supports you, Rava. That land can get lost, right? Look at Rashi over there. Miltim up enough. She has a new sugya. We had Amar Rava, but something that Rava spoke about in the Beit Midrash. So says Rav Chanin to Rava, I've got a bright to support you. And what's the bright? The bright we saw a moment ago. Ra'a ma'im she'shot finu ba'in. You see water running into a guy's field. Harezeh, go dam with them. You dam it off. You stop the water from running in. Now, what's his idea over here, Rav Chananya, to say to Rava? He's trying to give an example of what do you mean when you say that land can be lost. What do you mean it can be lost? It can be ruined. It can be flooded. It can be destroyed. It's also a way of losing something. If you either lose something, it can be destroyed. You can't use it anymore. So the land will become flooded and destroyed. It's called losing. So Rava's not excited. Amriya says, Imi Shuma lo atzaya. He says, that's not a good support for me, says Rava. Ach, eva maskinan. What's the bride talking about over here when he said water's running in? Bede'ika omarin. Where on the field there's these big sheaves of stuff that's already been produced, that's already been cut down and waiting to be collected. And that's what the bride is saying, that if the water runs in, it's going to ruin all this harvest. Says so Rav Chananya doesn't seem to be so excited. He said, "Ida ikah marin, ma'ale marin. What's the chidush?" She said, "Lo tshicha, did ba marin, does tshicha l'ara? Ma'ale tamei kevin the tshicha l'ara ki gufa de ara damian kamash v'lan." She said, "Now what's the chidush?" He says that it's still stuff that's not 100% completed yet. So we might have thought that because it still needs the land to finish growing, it's almost fully complete. It hasn't been cut down yet. So it's as if it's land kamash v'lan. No, we treat it still as movables. And therefore, you could lose the movables, and it's like a Hashabbat Aveda to go and fence off the water, stop the water, block the water, dam the water from coming in and ruining the guy's crop. Okay, so that's really explains what that brighter is all about. We don't get a support from Rava, so Rava said he said it. Matcha. Then we saw in the Mishnah said that imatza chamoru para roim baderech enzu becheskar aveda, because you saw it out there in the pasture eating, that's not called an aveda. But if you found the donkey with the stuff upside down, it is an aveda. The Gemara quotes it and says, "Ha gufa kasha the stira in the actual bright in the Mishnah itself." Why? Amarta matzacha moru paru in bederech enzo aveda. You said you find a donkey or a cow pasturing out there, and it's not called something that's lost. In other words, roin bederech hu d'lava aveda. What's not an aveda? If it's bederech on the way, if it's eating on the roads. But if it's running on the roads, Or if it's feeding between the vineyards, so there would be an Aveda. But then, wait a second, the Sefer says, on the hand, when the donkey, when it's the whole saddle, all the stuff is upside down, that's one example of an Aveda. Another example was, Ufara, a cow, Ratza ben Akrim, as Aveda. Ah, so Ratza now is no longer walking, no longer eating in the Bederich, that's an Aveda. It's now Ratza ben Akramim. That's not an Aveda. Ratza ben Akramim is the Aveda. Who da the Aveda? Ha, Ratza Bederich was running on the way. Because we said, Ro'eh Baderich, eating on the way wasn't an Aveira. Ratza Baderich, we said, would be an Aveira. Now we're suddenly saying, Ratza Ben Akramim, when it's only running through the vineyards, that's the Aveira. In other words, if it's running on the way, on the road, or eating but in the Kramim, not rutting in the Kramim, eating in the Kramim, that's not an Aveira. So you understand? From the ratio, we understand why. That's another thing. In other words, if we're trying to be Medayek, so we say, when it's pasture, eating on the way, that's not an Aveda. Oh, if you saw an animal running on the road, that might be an Aveda. And then we said, Dvas, on the other way around, when it's running through the vineyards, the cow, that's an Aveda. Oh, if it's running on the road, it's not an Aveda. So what's going on over here? As Aveda, Amar Abaya, Abaya says like this, Yagira Lav Re'o. What does it mean, Yagira Lav Re'o? That's a pasuk in, it actually comes from Iyov, I think. Yes, from Iyov. Yagid alav re'o mikne af al ole. Yagid alav re'o means his friend. Re'o from the word re'im, right? From friends. Yagid alav re'o, let the friend will help us understand the other friend. In other words, if we've got two things written, let's see what the one was meant to say. And from that, we'll understand what the other thing was meant to say. That's what he wants to say. Abai says, Yagid alav re'o. Let's see if we can understand from the context. Tana, we learned the brother said, Ro'e baderech lo'av yaveda. If he's pasture eating out in the pasture, he's eating on the way, that's on Aveda. And that would then apply as well if it was feeding between the Kramim. And that's not an Aveda. And then the writer said, Tana, Ratza ben, our Mishnah said, the Tana said, Ratza ben Akramim, when it's running in the through the vineyards, that is the Havya, that is an Aveda. So let's say the same thing, Vuadin, Ratza baderech. So Abai says, let's not get confused too much. Let's say like this, walking and eating isn't an Aveda, whether it's on the road or in the vineyard. And when is it an Aveda? When it was running in the vineyards or running on the road. In other words, running means lost and walking means not lost. Eating means not lost. Okay? That's what Abaya wants to say. So Amale Rava, Rava says, Yagid alav re'o. If you want to tell me that we're going to use that principle of Yagid alav re'o, let's learn one from the other and match up and do matching, so litni kilta v'koshka and chamita. Then you got to go the other way around. Teach me the kal, what's easy to understand. And then I'll learn from that the chamur, what's more difficult. In other words, he says, that is litni ratza baderech. You should first teach me running on the derech. Is a havi aveda, that's an aveda. V'koshka and ratza ben akramim. Then if even running on the road is called an aveda, then certainly running through vineyards is an aveda. What are cows doing in vineyards? What they're doing in roads, I can understand. So if running through the road is already an Aveda, then kosher can, how much more so, running through the vineyard. And then, and vice versa, and litni also with regards to ro'eh ben akramim. If feeding, don't tell me ro'eh ba derech, tell me about ro'eh ba kramim. Start off and tell me that when it was eating in the vineyard, right? If you read the litany, ro'eh ben akramim d'lav yaveda, but kosher can ro'eh ba derech. I know that eating on the road is not an aveda. So therefore, Ravis, I don't like your concept of yagid alav re'o. Try and match things up and couple things to begin. Doesn't make sense because none of the brighter didn't go that way. Ella, Ravis says like this. Ratza, right? So he says ratza aratza. Remember, our Mishnah had two things. Well, we try to establish two things. You said matzach moru paru ro'in hudrav aveda. If it was ratza, it would be. And then we said ratza ben akramim is an aveda. Ratza ben akramim, that's an aveda. Ratza baderech is not an aveda. So we got a bit of a steer between ratza and ro'e and ro'e, feeding and feeding. So Rava says like this, ratza aratza is not a steer. Lo kashya. Why? Had apel gabe dabra. Hard apel gabe mata. Depends which direction it's facing. If it's facing the fields, right? If it's facing the Dabra, the Russian Kiddushin, if it's facing the fields, if it's running towards the fields, it's one scenario. And if it's running towards the town, it's another scenario. And that's why one can be ruts. It can be running in one direction, which is called an Aveda. It's lost. And another is not an Aveda. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel here. He says, Rav Hachi Ratza Upanea Klape Asade Aveda. If it's running towards the field, it's lost. And then you got to bring it back. But if it's Ratza Upanea Klape Medina, if it's running back to civilization, ain't Aveda. It's going home. Whereas if you see the cow at the end of the day is running away from the farm, that's a lost cow. But if it's running towards the cow at the farm, that's not a lost cow. Right, and he says in Roy and Roy, when it's without your pasture as well, we can say the same thing. Also, let me look at another steer. Why? Kan ba'avedat gufa, kan ba'avedat karka. What does this mean over here? Look at Rabbeinu Chananel explains it nicely. Unfortunately, there's Rashi. Rashi ba'avedat gufa, ba'avedat azin, ba'avedat karka, ba'chayav lo tia mishum hefset kramim. It'll ruin the actual place where it is. What do we mean when we said the difference between running around with the eating? When we said that it was feeding on the way, when it's eating in the vineyard, it isn't aveda. What's the aveda? Bavadat karka, because it's actually ruining the vineyard. It's not an aveda of the animal. We're changing discussion. Now we're discussing actually it's an aveda for the vineyard. Right, v'chiketani ratza ben akramim havi aveda. We said that that's called an aveda. Haru e ben akramim lo havi aveda. If it was pasteurizing in the vineyard, isn't an aveda. Why? Because that's b'avedat gufa, that's the animal itself. The ratza ben akramim, and the Greek explains why. When it's running through the kramim, maskava or miskava, right? There's a Meshora Shasa over here. If you see that there, he says maskava, he quotes the Aruch. He says, perush ose ba chabur, it does damage to itself. Why? Because it runs through. And it gets smacked from the thorns. The Rabbeinu Chananel says here as well. He says, "Ki beritzata makinota zmurota kerim v'osin b'chaburot v'zehu perush miskava." When it runs through the vineyard, so all the branches there, like the vines, smack it and cause it to be hurt. V'roei ben akramim, on the other hand, when it's eating and not running through the vineyards, lo maskava v'roei, he's not running fast. So these murot, these vines aren't smacking it. He says that when it's past eating in the vineyards, need the law maskava. Why don't we then say that we're worrying about it ruining the land? Even though he said not an avada, it's not an avada to the animal, but what about the actual vineyard itself? Why don't we worry that while this cow is chewing up all the stuff in the vineyard, it's ruining the vineyard? Gemara gives an interesting answer. It says, bidakuti. We're discussing a vineyard that belongs to a kuti, to a goy. So why are you too worried about it? But the Chananel says, bekarbe kuti avedat karka lekeda karka kutimu. That's not our problem, really. It's a goy's land, not our problem. But maybe then you should worry about the animal because they might kill it. And that'll be a real aveda. If it's a kuti's place and he's ruining the vineyard, they might just shoot the cow. So he says, no. Ba'atra de matru v'hadar katla. It's the place where they first warn you before they shoot you. Okay? So in other words, the owner would get a warning first before they actually killed it. So that's the worry. So nu v'dilma atru ba, maybe they already warned it. And now you're really risking the life of the animal by letting him go eat there. So he says, Na'i Atruba, if they had warned him, Velo is the Haruva, if the owner had been warned and didn't take all the necessary precautions, Varai Aveda Midati, then he didn't care and let the animal go without our problem, let the animal get killed without our problem. And it was no mitzvah Shavat Aveda. Okay, that's a bit of a wet blanket, this end of the discussion on that one. Okay. Then we saw, Ichziru Baruch, Ichziru Baruch. If you gave it and you took the animal and ran away, Right? So Amale Humid Rabban Rava. Said to Rava, Aima Ashev Khadazim Teshivam Trezimni. The Pasuk says Ashev Teshivam, you'll give it back. Maybe it's only twice. We said forever, right? Maybe only twice. You gotta give it back once. Hashev is one mitzvah and Teshivam is a second mitzvah. So says to him, no. He says, no. He says, Amale Hashev, afilu mea pamim mishmashba. Hashev, even 100 times. And what's the teshivayim? Ein yele belevaito, liginato lochurvato minayin, tamudumat, teshivayim kol makom. I know I've got to go back to him in his house. Where do I know? Even to his garden or to his backyard or to his workshop, whatever the case is. Rashi says, dahavi hashava upatur, if I put it back there, I'm patur. I don't actually take it back to his house. Any land that he's owned by him, I can just leave it there and I've done my job. Because it says, Ashev Teshivayim. So he says, Hechi Dami, how do you know that? He says, Either Mintra Pshita, if the place is a guarded place and it's fenced in, then fantastic. Either Lo Mintra Amai. He says, but if it isn't guarded, how can you just leave something, the animal, there? That's not called returning a lost article. He says, Olam de Mintra. We talk about a place that's Mintra. The chiddush of Yared is you have to tell them that you've returned it. And why is that a chiddush? Because Rabbi Lazar, taught us a din. Hakol tzrichin daat bari. Whenever it comes to anything, look at Rashi here. Ganav, a ganav who stole something, or a gazan who stole something, and the arba shomrim, the shomer chinam, the shomer zaka, the socher and the shoel, all those guys sheshivu tzrichin. If they're returning something, you got to notify. You can't rent a car from somebody and just go and park the car and get in a plane. You got to let them know. Now, there are ways to do it today. You know, you drive into a certain place, you go in, you park a car in a certain parking spot, whatever the case is. But you can't just leave it on the side of the road outside the guy's house and get in the plane. And if you didn't and something happened, or neither got stolen, you still chayv until you told the guy, you gave it back to him. The kevin de yada she'avda, v'lo yada she'hushva, lo nizharba, v'lo ma'achila. Right, all those cases over there. Chutz mi ashavat aveda. Other than a lost article, Shatorah rifta hashavot harbei. That is a shev teshivayim, a lost article you have to tell the guy. You can put it back, as long as it's secure. You can put it back in his yard, in his workshop, at his office, at his house, wherever you want, to consider giving back. Okay, then the other part, we're going to speak a lot of psukim over here, which are all double-barreled psukim, like hashev teshivayim. Another example is shaleach teshalach, when it comes to the shiluach haken, right? When you find a bird sitting on a baby, and you want the baby bird, the pasuk says, Shaleach teshalach et ha'em v'et ha'banim mikach. You've got to send the bird away. So, Eima shalach ha'adazim netishlach. Maybe you've got to do it once or twice. The bird comes back the third time. You don't have to do it anymore. So, Amale Rava says, no, shalach ha'fidu me'apay ma'amash, even 100 times. And what's teshalach? And you'll davar ha'shut. That's, we know that you can take the bird if it's the davar ha'shut. What's davar ha'shut? That you have to send the mother bird away if you want the egg to go make lunch. You want the baby to shecht, whatever. But the bar mitzvah inayin. Maybe if you want the bird for a mitzvah, or you want to bring it as a korban. Look at Rashi. Yeah, tzrich letaher bo et ha-metzorah. You do bring a korban for a mitzorah. Minayin shasur ba'eim arabanim. Maybe for a mitzvah you don't have to do shalach teshalach. You just take the bird. Interesting question. Right? I never thought about it. Maybe it's only if you want the bird preserved for a mitzvah. You don't have to go and shalach teshalach. You want it, you just take it. Talmud omar teshalach mikol makom. Even there. Next word, Amale Ahumi Rabbanu Rava, Ve'ema Hocheach Chadazimne Tocheach Trezimne. Same thing. It says Hocheach Tocheach Damitecha. Right? You should rebuke in a double lashon. Maybe it means rebuking once, rebuking twice. Amale Hocheach even 100 times Mashmah. Tocheach. So what's the Tocheach? So Eni Le Harav Le Talmid. That's the teacher to the Talmid. About Talmid Le Rav. How do I know that a Talmid can give Hochacha to his teacher? Right? Talmud Lomar Hocheach Tocheach Mikol Makom. Anybody can give Tocheach to anybody. But you can give it to your children, you can give it to you as well. Then the pasuk Azov Tazov Imo, right? That's with Basar B'chalav. So what that pasuk over there is Ki Tireh Chamor Sonachah. So it's something else. Sorry, Ki Tireh Chamor Sonachah. When you see a donkey of a person you don't like, not your best friend, Roves Tachad Maso, who's battling under a load, V'chadalta Me'azov Lo, right? And you don't want to help him, Azov Tazov Imo. You got to go and take the stuff off him.
Mochiach tochiach is a strange one.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to be mochiach if he's not going to listen to you.
So, well, yeah, the guy might listen to you.
No, but 100 times. I mean,
maybe some people are stubborn. They need to be told 100 times before they listen to you. I mean, I wouldn't know about that, but I'm sure there are people who do. Right?
I would have thought that you once when the Ochiach to Kiach.
Okay, maybe that's what this guy was thinking also when he spoke to Rava. Maybe that's why he said it. Right? Okay, Azov Zov Imo, any of the Ba'alav Imo, maybe that's when the owner's there, Azov Tazov Imo. Sha'alav Imo, how are you going to help the animal if the owner's not there? Talmud Omar, Azov Tazov, Mikom Makom. The Pat says, Akeim Takim, same idea. So we've got Azov Tazov to take it off him, and Akeim Takim to help him load it. So also Akeim Takim Imo, any of the Ba'alav Imo, when he's there, Sha'alav Imo, Ba'alav Imo, Minayin, Talmud Omar, Akeim Takim, Mikom Makom. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Why do I need to know loading and offloading? Offloading and loading. Why? Because the Rachman Prikav has just told me about offloading. Because that would have been because the animal's backing there, it's collapsing, and it's a mitzvah of Tzar Balei Chaim. You're going to causing unnecessary stress to the animals. You're going to go and help him. But maybe, and also Chisron Kis. What's the Chisron Kis? The animal could die. Look at Rashi, Vike Chisron Kis. Rashi, the animal could suffer. There's no Tzar Balei Chaim and help the animal get loaded up. On the contrary, it might be bad to load the animal up, right? The animal's pretty happy now. So where's the no mitzvah of Tzar Balei Chaim helping the animal under duress? The animal's pretty happy. Nothing's happening to it, so you can't say, I've got to help it. Amen, Lord. So there's no mitzvah. On the other hand, if we just wrote Te'ina, we would have thought Mishum de Beschar, because you get paid to help a guy load something up. Of a pricket to begin, by pricket to offload, you got to do it for free. Amen, Lord. Maybe say no. Therefore, tshicha, we need them both. Rashi points out over here that mishum de beschar shelotino schar de ikel amand amal akal. We see on daf lamed bet in tomorrow's daf teina beschar pricket begin. There's somebody who wants to say that teina is beschar. When you load something up, is beschar. Pricket you got to do for free. Offering you got to do for free. We'll see that tomorrow. Rabbi Shimon Da'amah said, the Gemara said, wait a second, what about Rabbi Shimon? Da'amah af te'ina b'china. It's all b'china, not just prika, even te'ina. So Mike, remember, how do we explain now why we're going to teach them both? According to Rabbi Shimon, no one gets paid. He says, no, Rabbi Shimon, lo mesai may cry. He says, you're right, this pasuk is not very clear to Rabbi Shimon. Look at Rashi, there's no Rashi there. Lo mesai may cry, look at Rashi. Not clear to him. Hi, mash matina. Hi, mash. Which part of the pasuk is talking about teina loading or offloading? V'ikata. Which is one of them. I've been in the prika. I thought maybe it's prika. And therefore, ata val teina lo. We said maybe teina no. Therefore, katarach man teina. We could have written another way around as well, right? But the contrary, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. Limud. But Rabbi Shimon, things aren't clear. Okay. Lamani the michtav anitarte. Lamani the michtav aveda. So he says now, why do I need to tell me both about teina and prika? And both to and also tell me about Aveda. Look at Rashi. Now we need a Michtav Aveda. Hashavat Aveda. Returning the last article. Lichtov Oha. Oha. V'ligma mine da kulu azarot b'amon yishalu. But why do you think there's a mitzvah to return the lost object? And you're telling me also there's a mitzvah to help a guy offload his animal or load his animal so it doesn't get lost, doesn't get broken, or whatever the case was. They all seem to be the same sort of family of warning. It's all helping a guy look after his financial assets, correct? You help the guy offer his animal, you help him load his animal, doesn't lose his stock, etc. And you help your guy if he loses something to find it. Why do I need all of it? We need all of it. Why? Hold on, lost my place. If we just spoke about Tina and Prika, so they would have said, Mishum the Tzare de Mari Ita, Tzare Dida Ita. So there's the tsar of the mara of the owner, and tsar dida, think of the animal. Avaided the tsar de mara ita, but the tsar dida later, but the animal was lost. It's only the owner that really suffered, not the animal itself. Maybe we'd say you don't have to worry, you help loading or whatever the case was. And we just told about Aveda, so we shouldn't delay the mara bahada. The owner isn't around. Aval hada tarti by pricket in the ita the mara bahada. The owner's there. Amen, Lord. What do you want me to help him? He'll go look after himself. Right? Therefore, tshicha, we got even when the animal owner's there, the owner's not there. If it's affecting the animal, affecting the owner, all these cases, we've got a mitzvah to help the guy and do what we can do. Another pasuk. The pasuk says, mot yu mata make. Right? Rashi says, obe vahi kaubi ador, a guy in anger, with hate, he hit the guy, and he amot when he killed him. Vayamot. So, mot yu mata make rotzeach hu. The guy is going to be chayev mita himself, the murderer. Ratu goel adam yamita rotzeach. When the goel adam finds him, he can kill him. Right now, how do you kill the guy? What's the death the mita over here? Rashi says imata yachol hamitob. It says besayif with beheading. It says modra gav ein miyedu mita to vavo. That we know that you only kill him. What it tells you? What's the passage that Rashi says you can kill with a saif? Whatever, yeah, this guy's chayav mita. What if you aren't able to kill him with a sword? Why not? Look at Rashi, right? Shegon shaya, he was on a boat. Ubereach, but ta'achol yizrok bo chetz or letovo. He jumped off the boat, so you can't kill him now with a sword, but you can shoot him with an arrow, or you can drown him from on the boat. So then go ahead and right, Talmud lamar, mot yumat mikom akom, kill him. The main thing is we kill him. So the ideal mitzvah would have been what you map with the sa'if for the soul, but if they can't do that, then just kill him. Next pasuk, ake take. Same idea. This pasuk over here says, in Dvarim Yud Gimel, ake take yoshvei ha'ir, ha'i lefi charef, with the sword. Hacharem otav et kol asher bav et behemta lefi charef. So the pasuk over here of ake take, in an ear ani dachat, right? So the ear that the majority of people in the ear are doing avodah zorah. So you got to go and then you got to kill them all. Plus again, ain't nearly by hakak tuva bahen, right? It's with the fichare with the sword. Minayin she ear tachol amitav hakak tuva bahen shadar shalak tan mechol akasha tayachol. Same idea. How can you call the green tamud? Tomorrow, keta kem mikom makom. Same idea. Then the pasuk here, our pasuk about hashavata vedas hashev tashiv. Right, lo et ha'avod. This is not exactly the lost article, but you know the pasuk. Look at the pasuk. It says, "Yashav tashiv lo et ha'avod bevo hashemesh v'shacha b'slamato v'echa olocha tiyetz takay b'nashen logecha." If it's a poor person, and the only article he can give you as a mortgage for the loan you lend him is, let's say, his garment. So if it's a night garment, you'll give back to him every night to sleep in. If it's a daytime garment, you'll give back to him every morning so he can wait for the day, and at night he gives it back to you. Okay, so that's the pasuk talking about over here. Hashem should give him back his garment. Same the Hashem mishkanu b'rishut Beit Din. So the Gemara says we understand when that was done with the deal with Beit Din, and Beit Din were part of. I suppose there they're giving you the guarantee. Look, Rashi did tzaka la badin v'shalchu shlucham nitfos metaltilav. He never paid you back, and you sent sheriffs from the court to get the money. They cried hashvan avot aleha ketiv to melechti v'aminei b'chutz tamod v'ish. And eventually they went, and he wasn't paying, and they took this avot, this guarantee. So we know that then you've got to give it back to him. But what if it was only but if it wasn't done with Beitin's consent, right? How do I even know? You've got to give it back to him. Maybe it was just done between an agreement between us. Then actually, Beitin weren't involved. So the pasuk says over here, Mishkeno Shlomo Shabbatin, Tabud Abba Shev Tashiv Mikom Akom. Always got to give it back to him. Then another pasuk over says that this pasuk over here is im chabol tachbol salmatra echad bo hashemesh tashivenu lo. Right now, chabol tachbol is a dikutei Rashi over here, which says like this. He says chabol tachbol kol lashon chabala. Every time we use the word chabala, eino mishkon b'shat halva'a ela shememashkinan et halove keshemagi azban v'eno poraya. It means it wasn't a mashkon. Chabalah means not a mashkon, a mortgage you gave him, he took out the loan. This is the time when payment date arrived. He never appeared to pay. And now he got an extension on the loan, so he gave you a mashkon. Okay? That's what he says over here. That's what Rashi says. That's what chabol tachbol samatra echa. When you took like his cloak. He never paid you, you took it. Ain't the elisha mashkon b'rishut. That's it. When you had reshut to do, what about b'shkos lo b'rishut? You know you also got to give it back to him. Tamud lomar chabol tachbol mikol makom. The Gemara says, "Why do I cry, Lamini? Why do I need these psukim?" He says, "We do need them. Why? Chadik sud yom, bechadik sud laila. Because we've got hashav tashiv and chabol tachbol." He says, "One teaches me about the cloak in the day, like I said, and one teaches me about the cloak at night." Right. So that is basically why we need them both. Because look, Rashi says, "Ve'achadik beperukah makabel mefresh lekrach." We'll sit on daf kuf yud dalet later on. This whole story over there of giving back the guy his mashkon at night, if it's pajamas or if it's daytime clothing, whatever the case is. Then the next pasuk says, when it comes to tzedakah, patoach tiftach. Pasuk says over here, ki fatoach tiftach et yadcha, when you open up your hand, lo, and you give it to him, vahaveta vitenu da machshua sheikhsalo, the gashul of money. So says over here, fatoach tiftach. So ani elu l'ani ayirecha. No, understand, it's a mitzvah to give the anim of your town. L'ani ayi iracheret, we now have it for other people in other towns. Tamud omar, fatoach tiftach mikol makom. It's a good one for us because we have a shul, so all of you in your shuls, right? Guys who arrive from all over the world. Okay, so usually we don't get from all over the world here. We don't have South African Mishulachim coming to Talmud. But we do have from other towns, right? Arriving every morning almost in shul. There's a guy from another town arriving in shul. So he has a mitzvah to give for other towns as well. Then we got a pasuk, Naton Titen. Lo velo yera levavcha betitcha. Don't worry about giving him. Ki biglal adavar hazeh yerecha. God will bless you for all these things. More about giving. And in a matana merubah, that's if you give him a big gift. But now, even if you give him a little amount, it makes no difference. Never too small to give. Okay, don't think that you only mitzvah to give, you can give lots of money. Even you can't give lots of money, it's also a mitzvah. Hanek ta'anik. Here the pasuk says, Hanek ta'anik lo mitzoncha migranecho mikavecha asher berach Hashem elokecha liten lo. So again over here. Sorry, so the pasuk over here says, you're right, you always say that, Rabbi Tenz, when a guy asks, if a person asks for money, he needs the money. If he didn't need the money, he wouldn't ask for the money, right? So here, ha-nek ta-nik. So here we're talking about over here, about an eved. I'm not sure now if this is, I don't remember, if this is like a, when he's leaving you, or just you had a good year. So it says over here, ha-nek ta-nik, give the eved, give him a bit of a bonus, right? So the Gemara is like, "Ainly elishnit barecha by people understand when we've done well because of the eved." Like I suppose, like with Yosef, right? Potiphar understood that bischut Yosef he had a good crop there, right? Lavan understood because of Yaakov he had a good crop there, he had a good innings. So I suppose you got a guy who's blessed and you can feel the blessing in your house. So he says over here, "Ainly elishnit barech." We know it's which barecha by people when you look at Rashi. She dahachi ketiv kra asher berach Hashem lokech. Tell Hashem gave him, give him as well, right? Big dalo manikim lo nibrecha by. What if the God didn't really do well for you? What I mean, tamidu anek osa tanek tay, give him as well. Why mikom akom? Now the grosser kashu. Rabbi Lazar ben Azari da amani nibrecha by big dalo manikim lo nibrecha by big lo emanikim lamani. No, so he's over here minayin. So he said no, elish nibrecha by big lo tanek lo nibrecha by big lo minayin. Tamidu mar heanek tanik mikom makom. The Tanakhama says Mikom Makom. The Gemara asks, what about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? That he says, not so straightforward. He says, Nitbarecha by Bigalo Manikim lo. If he brought you brocha, give him. Lo nitbarecha by Bigalo e manikin. So then him ta'anik lamali. How does he learn the hanek ta'anik? Because according to Rabbi Elazar, it's ben Azariah, it's not true. There's limud of hanek ta'anik, even if he didn't give you brocha. He says, if he brought you brocha, give him a brocha, give him a good bonus. And if he didn't, don't. So how does he learn the words hanek ta'anik? Look at his answer. He says, you're right, you brought drach, lashon b'nei adam. Don't get carried away, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hanek ta'anik, so the Torah talks, give him. But you don't learn any limud out of it. So you can answer that in all the psukim which we've just said now, right? Then the next pasuk over here, we saw this pasuk already. Kivatof zachet yadcha, lo. Ha'avet ta'avitenu. So again, this ha'avet, right? Ain yela she'ain lo, ha'avet ta'avitenu. What if the guy hasn't got anything, right? Ve'ain lo, he doesn't want to work. Ma'achwan ten lo derech avak, give him lending money to help him. Well, yeshto, when he's got money, ve'ain lo, it still doesn't work. Minayin, they still got to give it to him. So what ta'avitenu mikom makom. So you don't have to do cheshbon for a person, right? He needs money. You say, don't go see him get a job. You lend him the money. Right, Rav Shimon, the same question the Gemara said, Rav Shimon, Amar Yeshlo, Ve'enu Tzidei Panes, Enin Zekin Lo Tavitin Lamani. So according to Rav Shimon, says that if he's got a source of income, and he's able to, he's capable, he doesn't want to work, you have to just give him money. So how does he learn Ta'avitenu? He says, Dibratrak, Rashom Bnei Adam. Okay, same answer. It's a colloquialism, don't take it too literally. Now we saw in the Mishnah, remember, that if the guy is going to do the job, so it depends how much he's earning, and now he's got to go and take off leave from work to go and look after and find help you with your lost article. You're not going to pay him accordingly, so he doesn't have to do it. So we said, yeah, but tell me now, say, Lord, you can't insist that he gets a certain amount of money. So he says, Tana, we learned, no ten no scharo ke poor batel. You pay him the amount of money like a poor batel. It was minimum wage, but an unemployed worker. So he says, my kapo, what does it mean? I'm rabbi, a poor batel, shlotam, melacha, de batel minah. So I'm not sure exactly. Rabbi says, "Abayis nakus kapoel batel." Kama adam rotzini tol velivchot mischaro libatel bimelacha zo kveida shu osek ba velasok bimelacha kala kazo akol lefi kovet melacha vibui schar yesh melacha shetolcha kal v'schar rav ochiluf. He says, "If Abayis says if a guy is a laborer, a very hard worker, how much would he be prepared to work to earn to leave his hard job and come and do a lesser job? That's the amount of money that you'd have to pay." And I think that's end of over here.